you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, Governor Newsom proposes a U.S. constitutional amendment on guns. Japanese Americans are honored at an Orange County ceremony for their contributions during World War II.
No one talked about the suffering that we went through and that we were loyal, but we kept on, working on it.
And you'll get details on the LA Pride Festival and parade that starts today. Good morning. It's Friday, June 9th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing new gun restrictions through an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon spoke to a legal scholar who says that it would only have a slim chance of passing.
Newsom's proposed amendment would impose universal background checks, an assault weapons ban, waiting periods, and raise the minimum age to purchase a gun to 21. But there's a high bar to amend the Constitution. It requires votes from either two-thirds of Congress or two-thirds of state legislatures. Amendments must also be ratified by three-quarters of states, or 38 of 50. Michael McConnell directs the Constitutional Law Center at Stanford University. He says the last time the country's governing document was amended was in 1992.
It's a symbolic gesture because the hurdle for a constitutional amendment, especially one that would be controversial, is so enormously high.
McConnell says the Constitution has never been successfully amended through a convention of states, which is the path Newsom wants to take. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Last night, thousands of people in Costa Mesa turned out to honor four Japanese-American veterans for their contributions during World War II. The audience at the Segerstrom Concert Hall waved American flags and sang America the Beautiful to the veterans who are 100 years old or close to it. The men were recognized as part of a show about Japanese-American men drafted to fight for the U.S., even as the government incarcerated their families. ABC 7 News anchor David Ono co-created the show called Defining Courage. He said three veterans who had been invited died in the weeks leading up to the show.
And so the few that are left, we want to give them those moments of appreciation because the crowd really feels it. They kind of get the uniqueness of their courage and the situation that they were in during World War II. And they suddenly understand these aren't just soldiers. They went above and beyond and were dealing with so much in between.
Among the honorees, Ed Nakamura, who worked as a linguist during the war while his family was incarcerated at the Tule Lake Camp in Northern California. The 97-year-old San Pedro resident says he's happy younger generations are interested in his story because after the war, people avoided bringing it up.
No one talked about the suffering that we went through and that we were loyal, but we kept on, working on it.
The next Defining Courage show will be July 23rd at the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center in LA's Little Tokyo. A bill that would create a right to housing in the state constitution has passed its first legislative hurdle. Vanessa Roncagno has more from station KQED.
Supporters say the amendment would allow the public to sue state and local governments if they don't take steps to make more housing available. Democratic Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel voted for it, but raised concerns about unintended consequences.
I'm having tremendous heartburn right now because I think what this fundamentally does is makes every resource allocation decision, every budget that we pass, every law that we pass where we consider trade-offs, every decision that every local government passes in the state of California subject to litigation and subject to judicial review.
The Assembly's Housing Committee passed the bill 6-2, with a caveat that the authors work on changes to address lawmakers' concerns. If it ultimately gets signed into law, it would then head to the public for a vote. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Roncagno.
Homeowners in the state looking for new insurance policies are finding their options increasingly limited. Two of the largest insurance companies, State Farm and Allstate, have stopped selling new policies in California. Here's Amy Bach, Executive Director of United Policyholders, which advocates for insurance customers.
This is a combination of a reaction to climate change, but it's also a reaction by profit-oriented businesses. In some sense, it's a power play.
That power play, she says, is the insurance industry's push for changes in California's regulatory system. It wants the insurance commissioner to make it easier to increase rates on renewed policies and pass along the costs of reinsurance to customers. Coming up, LA Pride is happening this weekend, and so is an opportunity to get vaccinated against Mpox.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. Health authorities fear that Mpox cases may increase as people gather at festivals and pride events this month. LAist's Jackie Fortier says free vaccines will be offered through LA Pride.
Many Mpox cases last summer stemmed from people traveling and attending LGBTQ events. Mpox disproportionately affects men who have sex with men. But unlike last summer, Mpox vaccines, testing, and treatments are widely available in LA, says Dr. Sushit Bandarpally from St. John's Community Health. He says there's been a lot of misunderstanding about the vaccine.
A lot of people will say, oh my God, the vaccine's going to make me sick, or I'll get the disease from it. And that's not true, of course. This is not a live vaccine. This is going to give you immunity, so it's not going to cause Mpox.
The two-dose vaccine will be available for free at LA Pride and other SoCal festivals. A recent CDC study found the vaccine reduces the risk of getting Mpox up to 86%. There's only been a handful of Mpox cases in LA County in April and May, but officials expect more as the summer goes on. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
And here with details on the LA Pride Festival and Parade that kicks off today is reporter Caitlin Hernandez, who says the music festival at LA State Historic Park near Chinatown is expected to be packed.
Among the performers are Megan Thee Stallion and Mariah Carey. Gates open at 3 p.m. for the first day and at 1 p.m. on Saturday. There are bag requirements and limitations for what you can bring in. For example, you can't bring pets, bags that aren't clear, or things like flasks and coolers. Tickets to the music festival are still available, starting at a whopping $139. But if you prefer to watch the parade, that's free. It goes across Hollywood Boulevard on Sunday, starting at 11 a.m. Then you can head over to LA Pride Village nearby to catch more performances and vendors. The events come from the Christopher Street West Association, which has run LA Pride since 1970. For LAist 89.3, I'm Caitlin Hernandez.
Forecasters say you can expect partly cloudy afternoon skies and temperatures mostly in the mid-60s to low 70s away from the warmer deserts. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. The AM edition is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3. 3FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.